Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Enter the Light. This is Sue Fields Delamonte. I will be taking calls in tonight for Ryan Adragna and Shannon Johnson. I hope you're all having a wonderful day today. How are you guys doing, Shannon and Ryan?
Fantastic.
Great.
I am doing fan-damn-fabulous.
Fan-damn-fabulous. I love that. Well, tonight, we wanted to discuss energetic boundaries. Do we need them, and how do we create them? Who would like to go first?
I would not to pass the ball off, but in a tennis court. But I will give that to my lovely co-host, who has an addictive laugh, Shannon. Every time she laughs, I laugh.
It's contagious.
It's infectious. It's infectious.
Yes, he has a beautiful laugh.
Thank you. So let's see. Well, we've done boundaries a couple times now, as far as like kind of talking about why they're so important to make them. So I'll wing it a little bit on how we actually create them. So when you're wanting to create boundaries for yourself and you're kind of wondering, well, how in the hell do I do this? What do I even think about? Start with yourself, okay? We all know areas that we're kind of lax in, you know, like I know for myself it'd be with when my kids were younger and lived at home. I was the maybe mom. Mom, can I do this? Well, maybe. I'll think about it, you know. And so that for me was a boundary I needed to learn to start being more definitive in my decisions up front. Or at least be able to communicate better why I was giving a maybe as a reason rather than just throwing out a maybe. So simple things like that is where you can start for yourself. Look at areas that you know that you're kind of hemming and hawing about and you know you should do a little bit better on. If you start with the simple things, it makes it a whole lot easier because you're making these for yourself. And then you're making them for working with spirit. You're making them for all the other living people around you that you interact with, whether it's work or home life. You know, perhaps you have someone in your life, a family member, that likes to put their opinion over yours all the time. You know, those people that you share something with and they're like, oh, you're wrong. It's this way. Well, there was no this way about it. I was expressing how I was feeling about something, and they're telling me that my feelings aren't that way, that it's this other thing. It's a good place to start because here you've got the open territory right there of saying, you're not hearing me. This is how I was feeling about it. Not how you're feeling about it, but how I'm feeling about it and laying that boundary. The more that we work on this, little by little, don't beat yourself up like you should be perfect at it in the beginning because it's something we have to practice and get used to. But the more that we start setting those lines and going, no, my feelings are mine, they're valid, yours is yours in your opinion, and it's valid for you, you've now just created a boundary for yourself. You created a boundary of expressing that your feelings are valid in the way that you're expressing them. Wow. And that's a big one. But just in that small moment, there it is. So that's my best spot of starting point when you're wanting to create boundaries. And these can go for your spirit guides that are waking you up in the middle of the night and going, hey, I want to talk. And you're like, I got to get up in 3 hours. No, we're not talking. You know? Don't just suck it up and go, my spirit guide woke me up at 3 o'clock to talk. It must be important. Your sleep is also important. So you say, you know what? Not right now. Check me in a couple of hours. I'll open up the door. We'll talk. Right now I'm going back to sleep. Need the rest. You know? That's my kickoff feel. There you go.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Did you want to add into it, Ryan, or do you want to?
Well, if I could just stop laughing, I can add into it because Jen has such an infectious laugh. I will try to calm myself. I will try to calm myself down here. So, I did take some cliff notes here, but hold on here for a second as I grounded, center myself here. I will say this. And my spirit team was nudging this to me. I in terms of boundaries, there are four planes of existence right now in the physical 3D body. There's a physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental. And I think we come into this physical 3D reality bound or unbound with boundaries. So we have a choice in those four planes. We have a choice to say, I'm going to bind myself to this boundary, or I'm going to unbind it. And I think what is important here, and I might get a little philosophical at this moment in time, but all thought forms are energy. And they be and when your thought and when you think about something, it's energy. And so you those thought forms, as they manifest in the physical reality into those four planes of existence, they become boundaries. And so you have to kind of set your fences, if you will, set your boundaries, if you will, and that's tough to do. One final comment here is that I agree with Shannon, and many other callers might resonate with this. For the past, I don't know, 2 months, maybe 1 month, whatever, I've been waking up at 3 to 4 o'clock a.m. for no reason at all. It's like the energies were just bombarding me. I took my CPAP machine off. I can't stand it. I'm wide awake. I look at my cell phone thinking, are you kidding me? Come on, you guys. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I want to get 2 more hours of sleep. Is that possible? I heard a no in my voice, in my head. I'm thinking, oh, are you kidding me? And I don't think this is any fault to our own, because I think there are energies coming into the 3D earth plane that are not helping with the sleep patterns of a lot of callers. But I'm getting off tangent here. As far as boundaries, I think that I think we could talk about this for months, because boundaries can come in from a previous life. They can come in from a carryover. They can come in from in any place. And it's about loving who you truly are and not letting another person affect you. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
I hope that resonates with the callers. And so, yeah.
I think that works.
With that, I'll taper off. But my laugh is not as infectious as Shannon's.
I think it is, Ryan. So I think you both have wonderful laughs.
And this at least is the mild one.
When I get going, I cackle like a witch. and I snort, so I try not to laugh too much.
I do the snort thing, too. That's why my family knows they really got me, when there's, like, no sound coming out, and then all of a sudden there's the snort.
Yeah.
Or you know. You know that kind of laugh.
Yep.
You can't even get enough air in, and suddenly you're just snorting like a little piggy going, and everybody else can't help but keep going with you.
Yeah.
That's good, because the more that you do it, you know, it keeps you up.
Absolutely.
It's a good way to keep yourself healthy.
Yeah. So very true. Laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah, you know. It brings that vibration up, got lots of energy. People can't help but laugh with you when you start laughing so much. Yeah.
Okay, we have a couple of calls. You guys want to move on to the calls now?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, let's see if I can bring the first one in with all the difficulties we've been having. Code 954, are you with us tonight?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Wonderful. Can we get your first name, please?
My first name is Sharon.
Well, hi, Sharon. Thank you so much for calling in. How can we help you tonight?
Okay. I just wanted to know if Spirit has a message for me or something I should know.
Okay. Who would like to go first?
I need a minute to read Shannon's energy field. So, yeah, bear with me a little bit here.
I'll go ahead. Hey, okay. Sharon.
Hi.
Hi. You asked about a message, and I was shown a bouquet. And the colors in the flowers are significant. I think these are zinnias. Aren't zinnias the ones that they have a whole bunch of the little tiny petals? They remind me of a big marigold, like a marigold grew up. Not a zinnia. They got kind of bulbous bottoms. And they're sunset orange, which is very interesting because it's not quite a full orange. It's a blended orange. And I would take that to represent a connection, a family connection that's gifting it to you. There's also this is a lily in the middle. I'm hearing it's called a tiger lily. That's in the dead center of the bouquet with these zinnias surrounding it. And this lily is a really weird color. I'm trying to put it together because it's a little hard sometimes when they give the colors from that side because they have more colors than we do.
Right. This is true. I know I had a spiritual experience where I was over there and I saw the colors that they had, and it's unreal. I was in the garden, so it's unreal. I know.
Oh, that's wonderful. That must be why they're using a bouquet of flowers for the message.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a very large bouquet. But this lily in the center is just this huge flower of its own. And where the surrounding flowers are the sunset orange, this is like a mother of pearl. is about the closest I could, like, describe this color of this lily. And they're calling it a tiger lily, which I know tiger lilies are usually orange. I have some in my garden. But this one, they're being significant. It's definitely much more of the opal of the coloring on it. And I'm asking them what this is representing. I feel that this is coming from a female energy, mother or grandmother. Mm-hmm. Do you have a mother or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The spirit. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Because I'm getting like mother and mother's mother from the gifter. So that would tell me that this is coming from both on the mother's side, her and her mother. Is gifting this bouquet to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling me that, remember, with every sunset, there's always a new dawn, even in the palest of light, if that means anything significant for you.
Yeah. Well, my mother would always say it's always darkest before the dawn, so she'd always say that to me.
Okay. And it says she's going with the sunset, and it's significant about the lighting and about that moment in the day that you're letting go, you know, we're letting go of the full day and we're moving into the night hours. But instead, she's wanting you to not focus on the darkness, but on the beauty of when the sun sets. And then in those wee hours of the morning, of that morning dawn. And did they do a lot of baking?
No, not at all.
No.
No, not at all, to be honest.
That might be why it's in a box. Because there's a pastry box, which for me would usually be somebody that, well, not necessarily, because a lot of times when I get baking, I get smells and things shown in the kitchen. But I'm seeing a pastry box, one of those pink ones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ah, okay. So the message she's giving with the pastry box... I love how spirit will give things sometimes. She's showing the pastry box and she's like, never deny yourself the tastiest things in life, because the moment of pleasure lasts a really long time. And then she lifts up the lid and there's like donuts, very fancy donuts. Sprinkles on the donuts. Some look like French pastry kind of donuts. They look really good. But she's just like, even something simple like this is a moment of pleasure in life that you don't have when you leave. And yet we forget and take it so for granted. She says, enjoy a taste of life a whole lot more than you are.
Well, that's a sweet message.
They send you much love.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, talk to her more. Because I am listening. She just kind of forgets that I'm still around to listen and hear the news. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And with that, I'll pass you on to Ryan.
Okay.
Hey, Sharon, how you doing?
Okay.
Well, about 10 seconds, it didn't take me long to scan your energy field. You're very open and receptive. So I'm going to tell you what I picked up. The first thing that I picked up when you started talking was your sixth chakra, which is your third eye or your pineal gland. There was pressure on my gland, which means there's pressure on your gland, which means that you're resisting through no fault of your own, but you're resisting your mediumship abilities, okay? And that's not a bad thing. I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here, but I want you to work on blocking yourself, removing your hold on here. Religion is not the right word. Probably upbringing is probably the better word to use. But whatever you grew up in, shed it like a snake sheds its skin, and release yourself. And just say, ooh,
you know what? To be honest, I'm very spiritual. I mean, I grew up Jewish, but I am extremely spiritual because I feel religions divide us, whereas spirituality connects everyone. And I am extremely spiritual, so I have no problem with that, honestly.
Excellent. Well, that might explain the next comment I have of cold feet. Mm-hmm. I got cold feet with
that I can resonate with.
the cold feet. My feet got super cold. I had to put some socks on when I'm talking to you. Holy cow! Some socks. Because I wrote the word hesitant down because I would like you to drop your shoulders a little bit and release your tight neck, which is all on the physical planes of your physical reality of, in terms of boundaries. So there are some people that are trying to stop you. There are some people who look at you sideways, Sharon, and there are some people that say, well, we're the doubting Thomas from the biblical terms, whatever. But I also got, and I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly here. Oh my goodness. But I want you to think about my second chakra, which is your sacral chakra, which controls, sexuality and creativity. I want you to think about following your passions, creativity, following your passions. This isn't I shouldn't have said sexuality because that's not really the gist of it. It's more the creativity of Sharon needing to follow her passions and vibrating that up. And listening to your guides and your angels. Now, let me ask you this. When you get that ringing in your ears on a daily basis, take a note of that time, okay? When that happens.
Okay.
So you're cooking dinner. It's 5:07. You get a for 30 seconds. And then one ear or the other. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Well, take a note of that number, and I'm not sure if you're in the practice of this because I get all the time. I get I don't know, a dozen messages a day. I'm thinking, are you kidding me, angels? I'm like, shut the heck up.
Well, I actually once heard my spirit guide. I mean, audibly. And it was the very, it was androgynous. It was an androgynous voice, and it said to me, you could do it. You could do it. And it was when I was debating to go back to work after my mom had passed away, and because I used to take care of her and my children, and quite audibly, nothing, no TV was on, nothing. They told me it. But as I said, it was not female nor male. I couldn't decipher which gender it was. Not that it matters, but I'm just saying, I don't,
And that goes back to your mediumship abilities. You're highly intuitive, and that's not news to you. So I would encourage you to meditate and put it. And I'm gonna throw this out here for you. You know, pick up some mediumship books out there. One of the I'm not a book reader by any means. I don't mean to be dropping authors' names, but this guy is pretty popular, not for lack of better terms, but New York Times bestseller, James Von Prague.
Oh, yeah. He's sure. He's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Ghosts Among Us opened my eyes up a couple years ago, so I would suggest, if you haven't read that book already, pick it up. And there are many other authors out there who are very, very good. You know, so I hope that resonates with you. Like I said earlier when I first started talking with you, my sixth chakra, my pineal gland, is buzzing. The whole time I was listening to you and Shannon, I was like, holy cow.
And that would mean again that it's the mediumship, it's the the third eye.
Yeah, that's your bridge to the spirit world. Okay. Your bridge to the spirit world. And you'll probably get a little bit of a headache tonight after talking to me. Sorry about that. But I'm getting the impression that your pineal gland is about 75% open, maybe a little bit more than that. That's the number they're giving me. I could be wrong, but that's the number they're giving me. So, Sharon, congratulations to you. I think you're on the right track. I think you know what you're doing. You know, I'm sorry?
I said thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, this is
I appreciate the you know, your insights, because I have had many spiritual experiences. I have been spiritual for over 50 years, and it's a beautiful way to live, and it's very comforting, and it's very you know, I have a lot of loved ones in spirit, but I know they survived. I know that they're with me, and it's a very comforting and a very beautiful way to live, and I commend you guys for having shows like this. I really do.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. And because the theme of this show is about boundaries, if you haven't already done so, pick yourself up a black hematite stone, hug that big oak tree out in your back lawn, take yourself some Epsom salt baths. There are many ways that you can protect yourself boundary wise. From the four planes of existence, and for you, the spiritual plane is very, very important. So with that, I'll pass. If you have any questions for me,
I think I'm good. I really resonated with the stiff neck, because my neck, I mean, I can't even move my neck. So it's like, really, when you said the neck, I was like, oh, he's got it.
Well. Yeah, well,
I've been like, you know, so.
When I have guests that tell me they have heart problems, I'm like, I'm about to pass out and have a heart attack here, because I don't like feeling that stuff. But with your stiff neck, that's the dumping grounds for negative energies into your body. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all them negative energies, that's like the sweet spot your body, they're like, they just want to come into Sharon's back neck and just,
oh,
just
my
attack
God,
you.
Yes. That's
they just
the
want
truth.
To attack her. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
So do yourself a solid and take care of that part of your body. Maybe put some crystals on the back of your neck. Like I said, take a nice bath and just get those negative energies out of your body on a daily basis, or maybe, I don't know, once or twice a week. So
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna join yoga, and you know, I'm just tired. I just came off of a tremendous loss, so I'm really kind of like. but anyway, I thank you so much. What is it?
You're welcome. You're gonna be just fine, Sharon. This was a lesson and experience for you. You're gonna be just fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is a lesson. And thank you so much. Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in, Sharon. You have a wonderful night. Okay, our next caller is area code 619. Are you with us tonight?
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the Light. Can we get your name, please?
Denisha.
Denisha?
Yes.
And how can we help you tonight, hon?
I'm just trying to figure out what my spirit guide's trying to tell me. Sometimes I hear them, but I've been getting a lot of deaths and stuff like that, and I just don't know what it means, and I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay. Are either of you ready to take Denisha?
Yeah.
I'll let you guys fight it out.
Sounds like Shannon's ready to go first. I don't know.
Right. Go for it, Shannon.
Hi, Denisha.
Hi.
So you've had a lot of deaths around you lately?
Well, it's more like signs. Like, I can see visions, I guess, of, like, graveyards and death. And I don't know if it means about me because I've been going through some health problems or if it's something else. I don't know what it means.
I'm being told the visions are more about transformation.
Okay.
This is about the death of the old self and the rebirth of a new you and a new way of living your life.
Okay.
Being told that you... Wow, there's a lot of changes that's been going on for you.
Yeah.
Some of them have not felt good at all.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing that you're halfway through.
Yeah.
You're halfway through it.
Okay.
Yeah. The big thing is that they've been trying to communicate to you not to lose hope, that
okay.
you still need to be finding things, even small things, that bring you joy, that remind you what life is, the good things in life.
Mm-hmm.
But they're telling me that this is a really, really important time for you to be working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're being very adamant that this is like the death of the old you and the rebirth of the new you.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay. So they're saying it's time for you to start bringing in tools, learning about tools to help that help yourself energetically and emotionally.
Okay.
Especially emotionally.
Yeah.
Because they show it to me like you've had like one foot in a ditch and the other foot is trying to climb out, but you feel like you're on a slippery slope all the time.
Yeah.
And this is on an emotional level. So they're like, you need to start thinking about things that make you feel good emotionally, but also doing that inner work of talking to yourself, meditating, connecting with yourself, journaling.
Okay.
About memories that are coming up, events that are going on, so that you can see, it won't show you right away, but as you start like releasing this into allowing your emotions an expression,
mm-hmm.
it's going to help you to start seeing how these things have actually been helping to push you for this rebirth. And they really show it like it's a big rebirth.
Okay.
Okay. They don't want you to be to don't be afraid of it or anything, but this is like you finally coming into who you are, finally coming into your skin and being like, you know what? I know me,
mm-hmm.
and I love me. I look in the mirror, and I actually really like this person because, damn, you know, she's been through some
mm-hmm.
real crazy stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it would have been really easy to give up. But you didn't, and you're not going to. This is time for you to do that inventory in yourself, work on the things that you feel like you need improvement in, and also making sure that you're finding time and finding creative outlets for yourself to remind you on a regular basis of the good things in life, of the beauty of life.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And start working that dialogue with yourself.
Okay.
Because they're showing me a large blockage on your heart area. And I mean, they're showing mm-hmm. me from the heart seed, the heart chakra, the solar plexus, but this whole chest area is, you have it kind of, what is that? That's like a, it reminds me of a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of a quilt, and yet at the same time, it reminds me of a piece of armor. But they keep showing it as being over the chest, which tells me that it's blocking and protective mode. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I also was diagnosed with pericarditis, so I don't know if
That would help. That would be involved in there too. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So you're being very protective. And the message is that it's going to be okay. This is only a tool that you're going to work with physically.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to help teach you things about yourself that you never would have had before had you not had this heart condition. But the other part of that is that they do say when you're ready, you need to start pulling that protective blanket away and open your heart energetically, emotionally, and mentally to all that's around you, including yourself.
Got it.
Okay. Because that's going to really bring in some nice energy and some nice people along the way, you see?
Mm.
But if you keep it blocked and keep it shut off, nobody's going to be able to make that heart connection with you. So they're like, but, you know, they know you need time, and that's okay. And then little by little, allow yourself to start removing that protective boundaries so that you can actually get that more heartfelt connection. Okay?
Got it. Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me?
No, I think that pretty much did it.
Good. Good. So just remember, your heart is, this condition is not for you to be afraid. This condition is just going to be a tool to help you become what you were always meant to be. Just a tool.
Okay.
Okay? It's going to teach you a lot about yourself. All right?
Okay. All right.
Okay. And with that, Denisha, I will hand you off to Mr. Ryan.
Hey, Denisha. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
You know, truth be told, there's not much more that I could add to what Shan's already told you because, you know, she's a healer just like me. But I will say this. Your heart got broken a long time ago.
Yeah.
And you quite haven't, and I don't mean to say this to embarrass you, but you really, you're still mourning the loss of that relationship. You haven't gotten over it yet. And that reverberates around all your chakras, okay? And that explains, in my mind, I wrote down the words for my spirit team, very quiet and very hesitant. There was a lot of damage that was done to you through no fault of your own. And that's why Shannon mentioned the word rebirth. And, you know, Denisha, you are a very, very beautiful human being, worthy of love. And, you know, how do I put this? This was the experience that you had to go through. And when we talk about the theme of the show, boundaries, this was probably, this touched you on all four levels. This touched you on the physical level, on the emotional, spiritual, and mental levels. Okay. And, I think that, I'll just say this really quick because I put the word down, smile. You have a outstanding, beautiful smile. And, you know, what you should do for corrective actions is you should get yourself, you should get your chakras, all spinning and balanced again. So get a hold of a healer or a Reiki master, whatever, and get them chakras because Shannon's right. They're all blocked. They're clogged. They're not spinning right now through no fault of your own, okay? You had some external forces that came in. Your energy field was it was a little ripped or torn, and these negative energies seeped into you, and they seized you up like a, you know, if I could magically get you a spiritual can of WD-40, I'd spray it down from the top of your head to the tips of your toes and get your chakras all spinning again, okay? But that's what you need. Because you know you're not the person you want to be right now.
Right.
You're such a beautiful person. So just, you know, like what Shannon mentioned earlier, just rebirth, just I would highly encourage you to seek out some, and you don't have to seek out the Western medicine, the doctors, just seek out an energy healer, someone to get you back on track, okay? And believe in that process, and you should be all squared away. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense. Yeah.
Did you have any questions for me about healing or? You're a little hesitant.
Well, not that I can think of. I usually have questions right, like, much later when the show's over, so I can't really think of any right now.
I understand. Well, we'll give our details at the end of the show if you want to get a hold of us. So, you know, I just want to emphasize again, Denisha, my heart was breaking. I could feel my first chakra breaking when you're talking. I'm thinking, holy cow, wow. She went through something through no fault of her own, and now she's in the recovery repair stage, and you just need to get better. And can't wait to see you smile again and say, "Hi, I'm Denisha. How are you?" You know. because you've been hurt so much, you're quiet and reserved. That's the energies I'm picking up on. You're just like someone stomped on your heart, and that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
So hey, you will get better. You will feel better. That I can tell you.
Okay. All right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's what I have for you.
All right. Thank you.
Denisha, if you come up with questions after the show, write them down. And we have shows on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the same time. And you can call any of those shows with your questions.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you so much for calling in, hon. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Love and blessings.
Me too.
Okay, we have one more caller.
Ooh.
That is area code 504. Are you with us tonight?
Hi, thank you. My name's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How can we help you tonight?
I am having uneasiness at work right now. And I do like my work. I like the clients I have. I just don't like the people on my team. And just because they're not positive people and, you know, work together. It's not that I'm just wondering, do you see that they may change or I may change jobs? They're draining me. Like, I am drained right now. Just depressed and negative and tells on you. It's just a lot.
Whoever's picking up can go bad. I hear Ryan's wheels turning with his.
I know we need to get some WD-40 on that hamster wheel, Ryan.
I know. Thank you, Shannon.
Hi, Deborah.
How
are
you?
You gonna go,
hi.
Ryan?
I guess you beat me to it. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Don't mind us, Deborah. We're just all a little wacky over here. But yeah, I'll jump in real quick here. I'm being told that this is a situation in which you are needing to begin to work on your energy and doing protections and boundaries for yourself. They are showing hematite jewelry.
Oh, okay.
Hematite stone. Get some hematite jewelry.
Okay.
Etsy's got some great stuff out there that's very inexpensive. That's some nice jewelry that nobody would ever notice that you're wearing stones to help combat negative energy.
Okay. I have pyrite on today, but it must not be as strong.
Yeah. Well, they're also saying you're not quite using your protective boundary very well. There's a lot of energy hits coming through, which is why you're just getting sucked dry when you're at work in the day. So they're like, for you, you need to start working on that visualization. You know how you see the pictures of the person in the yoga pros meditation seat, and it's a big circle around them?
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I like standing because I can't sit in that pose. But for me, I picture it like at the tips of my fingers with my arms extended. What is that? The Da Vinci Man. You know the Da Vinci Man?
Oh, yeah, visual? Yeah.
Okay. Picture that. Make your circle just beyond. You can do it, I mean, from the fingertips or about a foot out.
Okay.
Okay. and makes that big solid circle. And we tend to think of it only just around our body, but we want it to be a circumference.
Okay, okay? I haven't been doing that. No, I haven't.
Okay. So, yeah, you want to start working on that. And remember, you want it to be a full circumference. So if you were to spin around in it with your arms spread wide, that bubble would be completely around, top
okay.
to bottom, side to side, all the way around.
Okay.
Okay. And then a really good one, once you get comfortable with that, and for me, I think of being inside of a big rubber ball. Because
okay.
that's thick, right?
Okay, yeah.
And if you put reflective mirrors on the outside of the ball, reflecting out, anything coming towards you where they're going to try to want to latch into your energy and pull it away, instead it's going to rebound off those mirrors because they're hitting their own reflection.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I'm doing it tomorrow, actually.
Good. And now here's the key. When we're immersed with people that are like that, that just suck our energy right out of us,
mm-hmm.
or any time that we're feeling like we're getting bombarded, the natural instinct of the human body is to pull in. Okay? We like to go into the fetal position and pull in. But
mm-hmm.
what you're really wanting to do is you want to push out. You want that bubble to get bigger. You want your
okay.
circle to get bigger. When you're getting
okay.
hit, you reinforce it and push it out further.
Okay.
Okay. That gives you more personal space and resets that bubble you're in a little bit more stronger. And the more that you work with it in practice, it gets a whole lot easier, and it gets a whole lot easier for them not to be sucking in. I'm also hearing
okay.
the other thing about this work situation is an opportunity for you to change the energy of what's going on. Okay?
Okay.
I hear these people are whiners and complainers.
Yes. Big time.
Whine.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, start using your humor. You have a great sense of humor.
Okay.
Throw those zingers out. Make
oh.
people laugh, because when they're laughing, they can't whine.
True.
Okay?
Very true.
It changes the energy that you're surrounded by.
Okay.
Okay. And so, yeah, they could be whiny and all that other stuff as much as they want to be, but when they're in your presence and that starts up, you start popping them out, honey. Go for it. Bring humor
okay.
to the table, because
okay.
once you bring humor to the center of the table about whatever situation you guys are working on, I know you said you're working on a project, you know, it's stressful.
Yeah.
And it's very easy. Here's another place where boundaries are going to come into play, because it's very easy for some of these people to be like, well, you know what you're doing. You do that part. And you take on more and more.
Yeah.
But when you start using humor, it's a whole lot easier to go, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I already know how to do that. You have fun. Because that one's yours.
Okay. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Change it up. Bring it around. People, when they're whining like that, they don't know how to, they're not going to take it offensive. It's just like, oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, you know. So
wow,
bring
okay.
that to the table, and it's going to help change the atmosphere that you're working with.
Okay.
Okay?
And then it'll maybe transform, like, different people?
Yeah.
Maybe? That would be
yeah.
awesome.
Even if it's just a little bit, you know, because they'll notice that you're the one person that does make them smile and laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's most important, how they're interacting with you and how they're interacting with your energy, so that you're not getting so drained out.
I know, and I can't sleep at night. Like, last night I thought it was, and I just woke up like at early in the morning, you know, just boom, like, oh man. And it's been days. I just can't get a good night's sleep.
I even broke out with hives 2 days in a row, just being, you know, in that energy. I'm an empathic,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, right. And that's why it sucks you out so much. And I'm hearing that the wake up in the middle of the night is because your body finally recharged.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. So okay. I'm hearing for nighttime, start adding in some relaxation things for you,
okay.
Whether it's you get a hot tub of water and soak your feet.
Okay.
For me, I drink herbal tea at night. That's very relaxing,
okay.
Nothing stimulant. Listening to music.
Okay.
And as you're working with your protections and your boundaries, this will help you with the sleep because you're having to do so much counter work.
Okay.
And then start setting yourself that, you know, if your regular bedtime is at 11, start it like at 9:30.
Okay.
Doing things that relax you, that put you in that nice, easy mode, that are pampering to yourself, and it'll help the sleep part be more successful, but also it's going to give you a more smoother recharge after being out of that environment.
Okay.
Okay, because little by little, it'll take a little time of practice with the bubble and with the protections,
okay.
And that thing, and with the people, getting them to using that humor more, and
okay.
Then also doing that nighttime self-treatment. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I will hand you off to Mr. Ryan.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Deborah, how you doing?
I'm good. I feel better just hearing, you know, a plan.
Oh, good. Yeah, maybe next time Shannon and I can do paper, rock, scissors because she stole my thunder again.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's how that works. Because I had everything I wrote down, I had to cross out 7 out of 9 of them because she said them right off the bat.
Okay.
So that's how that works. The only thing valid the only thing valid I can mention that might be of value to you would be clenching your teeth, which you're doing a lot at work. And Shannon already mentioned. And
I'm doing it right now. I can't believe you just said that. I just realized I was doing it.
Well, because you're an empath and you're a sponge. And here's a kicker. This is one thing that she didn't say. So hoorah for me.
Yeah.
Do you remember that old 1980s or 1990 movie, The Lion King?
No.
You did not remember The Lion King? Okay.
I mean,
okay,
I remember
no
it. I never saw it.
You never saw it. Okay, so you both, okay, because I wrote down Lion King, and my spirit team was, I hope the callers could resonate with this, because I looked this up, and it says, the antagonist in The Lion King is a lion called Scar, okay? The protagonist
mm-hmm.
is a lion called Mufasa, and at one
mm-hmm.
point in the movie, Scar says, after his hyenas screwed up, he slaps his face, he goes, I'm surrounded by idiots.
Oh my
so,
gosh, it's so true.
And that's what you are holding back. That's why your teeth are clenched, because you're so smart, you're so intuitive, but you're surrounded by idiots.
Well,
you know?
Can I tell you something? No, you are telling me something, because we had a visit from our vice president, and because of the people around, and he flew in from New York and everything, because of the people around me, I don't let it out because it's disarming that I'm smart. And so they were talking, and he goes, and and Debbie, I know you're smart. He goes, I don't know where you play all this dumb girl stuff. And I said, because I have to. And he goes, not with me, you don't. And I was like, oh, wow, I can't believe he could see that. But if he could see that, why does he allow it? Like, the manager is one of the hyenas. But the one above him is saying it.
Well, this is because this is a G-rated radio show, I can't tell you how I really feel about that person. But
okay.
But okay. I will tell you that he's one of the hyenas, okay?
Wait, he sees him? Oh, he's a hyena too?
The guy, yeah. No, not the vice
Great.
President. The other guy is a hyena.
The manager.
He's kind of like Ed. You know, he's one of those guys, okay?
Okay.
He's one of those. You can smack him with a golf ball, with a golf ball in the middle of the forehead, and be like, "What happened there, dude?"
That's exactly what happened yesterday. Like, I'm sitting here talking to the vice president, and they were clueless. And so it's like we were talking Greek, and they just had a blank look on their face. But how can he not see that? We were talking in front of the person. It was like, okay, then help me. You know, like you see it and you know it, but you're not helping me. And you're way up there. You think you would want to, like, do something about it, you know?
So this goes back to your wisdom. And let's get to some corrective action here really quick for you. Your solar plex, your third chakra, it's full of wisdom and power. And right now I've got a little bit of a stomach ache. As a matter of fact, I want to drink a gallon of Pepto-Bismol right now. That's not a bad thing. As long as you understand and realize that it's like the Bartles and Bailey Circus called, and they said there's a couple clowns missing, and those clowns are at your company. So you have to – that was a bad joke. I'm sorry.
No, it's funny. I thought it was funny.
You have to understand that you're in the company of clowns, and if you want to get to where you want to be in life in your professional career, because you deserve so much more than this, Debbie, that you have throw your resume on Career Builder, Monster, whatever. It ain't gonna take you long. You're a very sharp person, okay? You're very intuitive.
Okay. Yeah.
And intuitive comes from your that's part of your awareness, or your third eye, your pineal gland, okay? So that bleeds it down into your speaking your truth, which you're really not doing through no fault of your own, because you're working with a bunch of clowns who wear size 15 shoes and have a rubber ball on their nose.
Okay.
And the love for your job is going down to zero. You almost think it's a joke.
Yeah. Well,
you're at the point. Does that make sense to you? You're at the point. You're like, this is a joke, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know what you
and
need.
And it's
to
a
do.
Shame.
Well,
I just don't know what to go to. You know.
Guess what? And that's what happens when you put your resume out there, is that that's what probably the universe is exploring you to do, is saying, when you put your resume out there, recruiters will call you up and say, hey, Debbie, have you ever thought about doing this, that, or the other thing?
Okay.
They start to open your eyes, and maybe that's the universe nudging you to say, hey, guess what? You want an extra You're making this much a year. You want to make that much a year. We can help you out. Have you ever explored this, that, or the other thing? So listen to your intuition. Listen to your heart. And I honestly think that the company you're in right now is not the right fit for you, because, like I said, the clowns are missing from the circus, and they're all at your company because they're all drinking coffee. And, you know, so, yeah, that's how that works. You have
it's
any questions
true.
For me?
Who, me?
Yeah, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, okay, due to all this, I can't afford it, but I was going to go on a spiritual trip beginning of April. Expense would be hard, but due to all the stuff that's happening, I thought I should go. But I'm just having reservations because I'm going to be putting myself out. But then I wonder if I should do it just because I'm so drained. Do you see that I should go on a trip? It's to Vancouver, and it's a retreat, you know, like to be with like-minded people. But it's expensive, and I would be putting everything on a credit card.
No,
I don't think that's smart.
Well, once again, you're following your intuition, and I think you just answered your own question. Your intuition says, yeah, that'd be nice, fun, and dandy, but I don't have $5,000 to drop on this right now. And truth be told, there are a lot of seminars and webinars that you can do online without having to buy a plane ticket.
Right.
You know, all that humbo jumbo. I would take a backseat to that and just, you know, look for stuff. Yeah, we'll follow your intuition because. You know,
yeah. It's $1,000, but it's still a lot. I don't,
well,
you know.
Well, $1,000 is not like you're buying a Powerball for $2, so though I bought one tonight, so I don't know if that's going to work.
Well, I was supposed to get a free ticket, and then the lady that offered me went on a cruise, and I said, well, if she comes back, but if it doesn't work out, you know, it's just too much. It's too much, and I'm disappointed in my group now. I'm so disappointed around.
Debbie, there are so many online opportunities that you can find. You know, there's a Channeling Erics of the world. There's a lot of things that you can do online without having to book a stupid plane ticket to go somewhere and then have all that crappy continental food that's sitting out on the tables and you know what I'm saying. I think it would be an exercise of futility for you to go there.
Okay.
You know,
thank you.
So you're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate that honesty. Gosh, you guys made me feel so much better. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Deborah. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful evening.
Y'all too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now. Okay, that is our last caller. So I think we are going to end the show tonight. We had a couple calls that were dropped. We're having technical issues. So, Ryan, would you like to give your contact information and any closing words?
Yeah, sure. My contact information is my website is healingsthroughspirit.com. And you can also find me on Facebook, search Ryan Adragna. You can also find me on LinkedIn if you want to search that site. I'm under a handle called Spiritual Energy Healer. And or you can email me at healingu74@gmail.com. And I appreciate with much love and gratitude for being on the show tonight and to the listeners and to the callers. And once again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan. And Shannon, you want to give your information and any last words?
Sure. You can find me on Facebook at Shannon Johnson Metaphysical Facilitator /medium. I got my public page out there. And in fact, I do live events on there, different kinds of classes. Got one coming up in 2 weeks, I think, something like that. Otherwise, my website is, God, I have to really remember this. All I keep hearing is Mufasa. stuck.
Sorry about that.
What he's hearing is Cheech Marin's voice going, Mufasa. website, ladyastral67.wixsite. Wix site. Thanks, Sue.
You're welcome.
I have some spirit-inspired poetry on there and links to my YouTube site that has guided meditations for people to utilize to connect with spirit and loved ones and even past lives. So you can scope all that out and link into it from there.
Fantastic. And
I need to get back making a few more of those.
Yeah. Mufasa. Sorry. Jan could not be with us tonight, but her name is Jan Drake Bakke. She can be found on Facebook and at wefindourway.com, and also through the Channeling Eric Mediums on Facebook. And I'd just like to mention our other shows coming up on Wednesday night. We have Divine Connections with Lynn Bleasdale and myself, Sue Fields Del Amante. And on Thursdays, Angel Antics with Eileen Powers and DC Love. And every Friday night, Enter the Light. And those shows are all at 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern. And I would like to thank Ryan and Shannon for allowing me to be here and helping out a little bit tonight. And thank all of our callers and listeners. We did drop a couple of calls, and I'm really sorry about that. Please call into any of the other shows, and we'd be more than happy to help you. I would like to wish lots of love and blessings and light to everyone. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.